What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here, your host from RE/MAX Results, our good friend Mimi Shoneman. Hello, Mimi.
Good morning.
I am so excited that you're here, and you brought in our other friend, Shelly Ferris from Sierra Pacific Mortgage. Hello, Miss Shelly.
Good morning,
Hello. Let's just get your numbers right out of the way, your NMLS numbers.
Let's get that out of the way. Absolute. 367-826 is my personal NMLS number, and the company is 1788.
And one of the things that is a recurring thing on the Red Hot Real Estate Show is we give you real life information and we help you demystify the bad information that's out there. Because there's still lots of stuff that's like, well, maybe that worked 20 years ago, or that's what happened to my mom and my dad and all those other things. It's not the same now. And you guys, as professionals that are at the forefront doing this every day, you go, well, here's how it really works now and how you can make everybody's life easier.
So you know how you and I have different DNA, and me and Shelly have different DNA?
Right.
I'm going to tell you, every transaction's got their own DNA.
That makes sense.
And it's every single one has their own nuances. I mean, every day I just shake my head and I go, wow, that was new. Like 11 o'clock last night, I'm thinking to myself, wow, did that really just happen? And let's tell you a real story. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to tell you that if you're married, okay, in Minnesota, you can buy a house without your spouse knowing about it, but when you go to sell it or refinance it, you're not going to be able to keep that secret, okay? Right. So it's one to buy, two to sell.
We've talked about that not only on this show, the Red Hot Real Estate Show. We've talked about that with our legal advisors on the Mom Show.
Yes.
Don't think you're going to be able to hide stuff forever.
Right. And I'm just going to say, you know,
need to know about that. It's going to come up.
There's a whole lot of stuff going on if that is happening in your household.
Oh, gosh,
right.
Yes.
You know? It's not just that.
I know.
That is a symptom to a greater problem. Mm-hmm. That's what that is.
Indeed. I mean, can you imagine? You know, so let's just say that's happening and you're not checking your credit every year or every 6 months like you should be, and you go, dang, my real estate portfolio is awesome.
Yeah, right? How did that happen? There must be another Shannon Paul out there.
I'm like,
nope.
Gosh, where are the keys to that house? I want to go there, you know?
And but that is just so interesting. And I think it's also a matter of you both are talking about how everything is a little different, but that's also why it's of value to get into a scenario with either of you, because after you accumulate all the experience that you have, you're like, oh, wait, we can add this up to here's how we get this done, or here's how we will help you in your individual scenario.
You know, I don't know what your relationship on the money thing is with your household. you know, everybody does money different, I swear.
That's the truth.
You mean which partner might be in charge of the money, or who pays the bills?
Or who's paying the bills. Or they each have their own,
fair enough.
It's like, you know, I don't really, you know, it's not like that. We're kind of like cool and in my house, but I don't think I could ever go out and buy a house without telling him about it.
It wouldn't even occur to me.
It would be like, oh, honey, I just bought a house today. Yeah. Really? Yeah. Oh, well, we'll see you in the lawyer's office.
Right? You have odd hobbies, is what I think.
Yeah. Or I bought a house a couple years ago.
Yeah.
What?
I need you to sign on this refinance.
I mean, real talk, I think that there is like a surprising thing that's out there, because I was, you know, I met a couple and I had happened to know that the husband had done some stuff, not even like shady, like with another person, but he was a collector, we'll just say collector of things. He had a couple storage units full of things that his wife didn't know about. Right. Because she had told him no more things. Mm-mm. And so he's all like, yeah, I actually have a storage unit across town. Yeah. I was like, I am sorry that you gave me that information. I don't want to be the keeper of that information.
Don't tell me these things.
Right, because I met him first, and then he's like, oh, by the way. I'm like, now I hope I never run into your wife again, because I'll feel like I'm lying to her by omitting this information.
It'll accidentally come out.
Right.
I have a guilty thing. I really have always wanted to own a storage facility.
Yes.
Someday. It's on the big goals list, but I love that show. You know, Storage Wars. Yes, oh, yeah. I love it. Love it.
So you're just hoping that you can purchase the storage facility and then people will disappear so that you can get rid of their swag.
Right. I just want to be the auctioneer. No, I'm going to hire you, Ms. Shannon. Okay. Oh, I'll buy the storage unit.
And I'll be your auctioneer.
You'll be my auctioneer. And we'll be like, so pay the lady.
Exactly. Like, ready? Here we go. You know, StarNet, I will lock all of their stuff. I know how to do it. I also, this is funny, Shelly. I did, when I went to auctioneer training last year, though, I did say I should go back for a refresher and I'll go with Mimi because I think Mimi would love it.
I can talk fast.
Exactly. And you have the cute accent. It'd be great.
I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. So we'll just.
I think that's in my DNA right
that's
there.
That's gonna be our next ladies' weekend. Oh. We're not gonna go to the spa like we were talking about, Shelly. Well, and Mimi, we're gonna go. That. Yeah, we're gonna go auctioneer training.
We're going to Iowa. We're gonna be sporting some boots.
Yes, I got it.
Pigtails.
Right.
Lots of fun.
I'm ready for it.
Hilarious.
You know, and so we started the show talking about the kind of scenarios that you guys deal with and why it is of value to hang out with our good friend Shelly Ferris and Mimi Shoneman. And part of that also, Shelly, is because a lot of times there's just some, we'll just say flat out, misinformation that you deal with.
That's right. Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Some call it fake news.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. There are myths.
Yes.
There are myths to be dispelled out there.
Right.
And it's painful sometimes to talk to mortgage people or house people because you're scared or you don't want to come off sounding like a, you know, I don't know anything about what I'm talking
exactly.
about person or whatever.
Right.
So there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of, and you know, it's kind of, sort of, I'm going to liken it to the dentist. You know, you kind of don't want to go to the dentist ever.
Oh, come on.
So what did they come up with, Mimi? They came up with sedation dentistry. And I think we're missing the boat here. We need sedation mortgage lending.
Oh, yeah.
I'm out with it.
And I'm going to be giving those cute little animal erasers out for free.
Beautiful. Okay. Beautiful.
That works.
Yes. Yeah. It will take the pain out of whatever you're scared of. Your credit, your income, whatever you qualify for, how to buy something.
Right.
We'll just sedate you.
Right.
Here's
and
the
just
thing.
Calm you down a little bit.
Yes. Okay. So in all seriousness, you know, when we understand the urgency that's going on out in the marketplace and you see something, it's like you want to slay it and drag it home.
Right.
So, but keep in mind, your professional real estate agents and your professional mortgage people are busy.
Yes.
So we have appointments. We have calendars, just like your doctor and dentist. We could really use some notice whenever possible. Okay. So show us some love.
Right.
Give us a little bit of notice.
Right.
So what you need to do for our buyers and sellers out there is have a proper consultation with your real estate professional. Talk about stuff at the table, get all that paperwork stuff sorted out, get the things explained and all that kind of stuff, and then set up your appointment for your mortgage pre-approval.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it goes. That's
right.
The best. That's how you set yourself up for success. Meet with the real estate agent. Real estate agent then says, meet with your mortgage person. Mortgage person is going to take everything in and they're going to tell the real estate agent how much you qualify for, what your program is, how much your down payment is, do you need closing cost assistance or not,
right, exactly.
How quickly can you close.
Right.
So we can't go looking at property in the right way if we don't know that information.
Absolutely.
How do I even set you up for getting a good search if I don't know that information? What if you need FHA, Ms. Shannon?
Right.
Or you're a veteran and not every house qualifies for that. Don't you want me to show you only the stuff you qualify for, not everything?
Right, because I mean, time is valuable on both sides of it. So I don't want to waste my time and also don't want to waste my emotional time getting excited about a thing that's really not going to be the right kind of fit for me.
Right. Yes. And so what we need to know from the loan officer is that, you know, okay, so yeah, they want to stay at 250.
Right.
But then they see something online that's dazzling, that's 265. And then I have to be calling Miss Shelly here at 10:30 at night when she's like up at the lake.
Right.
You know,
going, can we do this?
Doing lake stuff. I'm like, please take my call at 10:30 at night. Don't make me beg.
Oh, that's so funny.
So
I got a phone call from a realtor last weekend on Sunday night at 6:30. And she left a voicemail because we were having dinner. And she started the email or the voicemail off with, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I'm calling my loan officer at 6:30. 6:30 at night on a Sunday, which I thought that just really struck me.
Yes, wonderful.
Absolved her. Everything was good.
Yes, at least they know.
Right.
So after you do that, having the proper buyer consultation will set you up for success. Mm-hmm. Because I don't have to be explaining to you at 10 at night what arbitration means.
Fair enough.
And you've got to make a decision when we're writing the offer. So you've got bags underneath your eyes because you're barely holding them up and you're like,
right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
And you're like, words don't even make sense.
What
right
is
now.
Arbitration? Why do I have to decide that? What's it got to do with the house?
Right. I just want the house.
Just give me a house.
Yes. But it's $250,000 in debt that we're talking about at 10:30 at night, guys.
And by the time you print out all the disclosures and the purchase agreement and every document that has to go with it, I swear to you, we're almost at 100 pages.
Yeah.
So this is not something that you can snap your finger at and go, you tell me how much you want to offer and I can just miraculously do that.
Right.
I also need to prepare you with what's sold in the neighborhood, which means that we have to run a CMA so that you can feel informed.
Which is a market analysis, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And so that you can feel, Ms. Shannon, that you know what's sold around you. Am I making a smart offer at 10 at night? You know, so all of these things, if put in the proper order, will make you feel a lot less stressed.
Right. Which is exactly what we want. We want this to be a process that you're like, we're building a relationship. This is where we're at in this particular season of our lives. We're going to make this decision and feel good about it and be able to enjoy the home.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because anybody can let you into the house.
Right.
Okay. You know, that anybody can do that. You don't have to have a level of skill to turn that knob. Well, you know, I might need some skill. So what you need the skill is for the paperwork. And we can talk more about that when we come back.
We can also take your calls. You can be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071, also streaming at mytalk1071.com. We also remind you that if you would like to listen back to this episode or any other episodes, you can go and grab them at our website, mytalk1071.com, keyword Red Hot.
Okay, Shelley, you got a special for all of our listeners.
I do. Call-in special, or if you happen to listen or hear the show during the week when we're not live, $1,000 credit certificate for any callers, phone calls to be used towards buying down your interest rate or go towards your closing costs. $1,000.
Are you kidding me with
that
special?
I am not kidding you. It's real.
What did somebody, like, did you inherit something?
Nope. It's a real life special.
She's got that fancy new office over there. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a really fun event. Thank you so much for coming. It was a week and a half ago, we had an open house. We opened our newest location in Blaine at 10400 Baltimore Street Northeast in Blaine. And we're very, very happy to be there. And had
it's
a great
beautiful.
Time. Yeah, it's a lovely office.
It's beautiful. Yeah. And you've got really cool signs on the bathrooms. What are they?
The men's room is Freddie Mac and the women's room is Fannie Mae.
Well done. Mortgage humor. I like it. See, now I would have, I feel like you would have been remiss in not doing that. Like if I go into any other office and they haven't done that, I'll be like, yeah, you guys are doing this wrong. So congratulations to you guys over there.
You're kind of lame, you people.
$1,000. Are you kidding me?
I know. Wow. It's good.
That's good.
Yes.
So let's talk about that. So closing costs, this can go towards your closing costs, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. So let's just say that you need 3% closing costs. That really reduces the amount that you need.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. If it's a $100,000 loan, that $1,000 is 1 point. So,
that's crazy.
Yeah, super great.
Okay. So let's talk about what that means, buying down your rate. How can they use that $1,000 to buy down a rate?
So let's say you call in and we talk about your credit score. That definitely has an implication towards your interest rate. So we'll talk about that and then I'll price the loan. And let's say the rate is at 3.875. And you say, golly, what would it cost to buy it down to 3.5? My brother-in-law has 3.5. And just to save face at the Thanksgiving table, I've got to have that rate.
Fair enough. That's a very good reason. That's a very good reason. Yeah.
I only say it because I've heard it. So that's why.
And I don't doubt that because that is a lot of the way we make our buying decisions, that somebody told us this should happen.
Yes.
So you're like, I don't want
so-and-so
to disappoint
this rate.
Exactly. Yeah. I want to be like that.
Better I get to get
exactly.
That. So you could use this $1,000 to buy towards points to buy your interest rate down.
So I don't think that a lot of people know that you can buy your interest rate down, that they just think that they're stuck with whatever's published in the paper or on the internet.
Nope.
So you
Not
can
true.
You can come to Shelley with a little bit of cash and say, I want it lower. How much is that going to cost?
Right. And And to be honest, when I meet with clients, we talk about that. I pull up the rate sheet. There's no smoke and mirrors. There's no secret man behind the curtain. Here's the interest rates. Here's what the buy downs are. It's simple math. This is what it costs. This is how much it'll save you. This is how much it'll save you per month. Is it worth it? Well, if you have the money to spend and you're going to live there for that amount of time to gain the money back and you can spend the money, then yeah.
Right.
I can tell you, when we bought our first house, nobody talked to us about buying down a rate. Wow. And that was 7.25%.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, man. Okay. I would have liked to have known that information at that time. So anyway, Shelley, let's talk about the show. You know, you can't Google this. Mm-hmm. We have got stories. And so let's start off with your first story.
Let me tell you about a story. Absolute. So I sat down with this couple this week, young couple. And I love sitting down with people face to face, by the way. I mean, I really find value in that. And I think they did too. And so as we were chatting away, he kept like nudging her saying, "See, I told you so." And they'd ask you a question and then I'd answer it. And he'd nudge her, "See, I told you so." And she'd say... And so I asked her, "Well, where are you finding the facts that he's telling you, 'See, I told you so'?" And she said, "Well, I found it on Google." And so I'm here to tell you guys, you can't find the answers to mortgage lending on Google.
Right.
I mean, you can.
You can get bits and pieces.
You can. And it depends on how you phrase the question. It's no different than any other kind of work. If you're a mechanic, you know, you, Mr. Mechanic, could Google how to fix your car on Google, but I couldn't.
Right.
I wouldn't even know how to phrase the question. It goes clink, clink. I mean, what? What is that?
You and know? I think a lot of what we say is, you learn just enough to be dangerous.
Indeed.
You know? So you probably learn enough information to say it's always going to be no.
Right.
Or I already have talked, you know, here's the what we're going to get, when that may not be the actual correct answer.
You're 100% right about that. So, you know, I liken it to the trades. If you want to build a deck, you could Google how to build a deck. You could YouTube how to build a deck. But again, that's going to only give you enough information to make you dangerous. And I don't know that your wife would let you pick up the hammer or you know, all that stuff, too. It might end those up, elements.
And it might end up costing you more money in the long run.
That's right.
Because you're trying to do it yourself. And you're just like, this will be the easy way for us to do it.
Built,
and it turns out more
wonky.
Work. Right.
I can't stand when things are unlevel.
Yeah, right?
That's a pet peeve.
Yeah. Now Google level. You know how many things you come up with? I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. You know that, you sit down in the restaurant and you're like, the whole meal, you're like wobbling.
Oh, yeah. Or the table's wobbling.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so you definitely don't want your mortgage piece to be wobbly.
No,
you don't.
Exactly.
So what kind of things were he saying, "I see, I told you so," about? So, you know, I might have to pop somebody if they tell me, you know, "I told you so." You know?
I that came to mind, actually, me, because I had celebrated my 30th wedding anniversary earlier in the week, and I thought, oh, you two aren't going
to
make it.
It's good. Good to give, like, seasoned mortgage advice and marriage advice all in one show.
Like, let me help you with a lot of things in your life.
I told you so for the car ride home.
Right. No, that, you save that for, you. That's the 2% rule, right? She's right 90%, 98%, right. And you can take 2%.
That's mm-hmm. right. Even if you are right more than
that. Plus, no one likes to be nudged.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Indeed. Yes.
Don't try to be smarter than me in front of the mortgage
gal. Right, exactly. So one of the first things that she said was, "Well, I thought you couldn't get a mortgage unless you had 2 months of mortgage payments in the bank." And I could see, as she said that, where that would be on the internet. I could see where you, some search engine you would use that would, you know, lend to that. How do you buy a house? Oh, my goodness gracious. What all comes up on there? Well, I'm here to tell you guys that is a myth. That is fake news all day long.
Okay.
For some borrowers, it will be required. It depends on their credit. It depends on their program. It depends on all kinds of things. But for the vast majority of borrowers, they do not need 2 months of mortgage payments left in the bank after you close. Now, is it a good idea? Well, it's not a bad idea to have some money to fall back on.
Give yourself a little security as you're transitioning into new place. That makes sense. Yeah.
So who would be the buyer that would need to have that?
So if you have troubled credit.
How bad?
Maybe if you have credit, it depends on the program. So if you are a 610 credit score borrower and you have had obviously some credit trouble, if that's what your credit score is, and you're going to do an FHA type loan because conventional wouldn't work for you at 610, the system and the underwriter would be more comfortable if you had some money to fall back on. And so it will be more likely to approve you. But it doesn't have to be cash liquid money in the bank. It could be your 401k. It can be stocks that you maybe have. It can, there's different ways to come up with these reserve monies,
right,
to make the system accept you better,
okay,
make you more palatable to the underwriter,
right?
Yes,
because we are trying to give them the best deal possible to make them, right, the, you know, because it all of these things are possible,
right,
is what we're saying. We can get you in there lots of different ways, but there might be some that'll save you some money, some headaches, some time down the road.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So what else did they ask?
Well, and if you don't ask the questions, and then you don't know.
I think, right, they might be getting that too, because if they're renting, they would have been required to have 2 months.
Fair sure enough. Yes.
Yep. When they make the deposit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's why maybe they think, well, I can't do that. That's
right.
Too much.
Mm-hmm. Right. That makes, yeah, totally sense. I could totally see where they would liken it up to,
right, because you need first and last month.
Yeah.
Right. You know, zip. Yeah. Right. Fair enough.
Right. And, you know, we can see your, you know, when you get your refund back or whatever from rent, that can sometimes be part of it. Maybe you just got paid on Friday, but you're going to use some of that money, but we verify it on Friday and now we're good to go. I mean, there are plenty of ways for us to be able to come up with these monies if need be. But you have to talk to the professional. They just don't come out of the radio,
right,
and tell you what to do.
Well, sometimes they do.
You need to sit down with us. It's important. Because every deal is different.
That's right.
Just like you said, different DNA, different circumstances. Yep.
Well, speaking of coming directly out of the radio, you can be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show. You can call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back. Yes, 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 we are feeling hot here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show, and that means that we are going to talk about our Red Hot House of the Week.
Oh, we had a smoking hot deal over in Crystal at 8324 32nd Place North. It is a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1650-square-foot house that has been updated. It's got beautiful hardwood floors, lots of natural light.
That's in my neck of the woods. I'm going to have to swing past there.
Mm, I think you need one.
Yeah.
And it's just perfect. It's got the hardwood floors. It's a split level. So when you walk in, it's got the beautiful big split. It's not the tight, tiny where you're turning around on each other. And then you can go down to a sunken living room that's really nice with a fireplace. And it's got an enormous laundry room and attached garage. And then you walk up to the main level, which has a beautiful hardwood floor living room and a dining room area and an updated kitchen with stainless appliances and a walkout. And then you walk up to the bedrooms, which also have hardwood floors and a full bath. Just a really, really nice, and a private master.
Oh, wonderful.
Absolutely wonderful. Priced at $260.
Oh, wow.
So I know.
Nice,
this is a state fair special.
Oh, yes.
So call today.
House on a stick.
And we'll provide you with a bushel of corn.
Yes.
No, just kidding. This house actually could be a rent-to-own type of situation, because we do have a program with a company that would allow you to do that. But Shelley, I mean, a payment for $260
honestly
is like cheaper than rent right
and
now.
It absolutely is. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's no doubt. Yeah.
So call today. You can text 8352 to 651-226-2560 and we'll schedule a private showing for you.
All right. Make sure you check that one out, because trust me, I live on that side of town. That's a great place to live.
It is a very
nice
lot.
That's my little personal endorsement.
Very pretty.
Everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cute street.
Mm-hmm.
Can't beat it, man.
Right.
Okay, Shelley, story number two. What are we doing?
Right. Yeah. So the continuing saga with See, I Told You So.
Right.
You can't find everything on Google. So her next dispelled question was, well, I thought you had to have an 800 credit score to get a good interest rate. And, you know, mortgages can be done with a credit score all the way down to 580 and in some cases even lower than that. It's not the best interest rate, but it's not the worst interest rate either. In relatively speaking, we are in good interest rate times. Am I right? I mean, we are.
So what did it close at on Friday? Do you have any memory of that, of Friday?
I locked somebody on Friday on a refinance at 3.625 on a 30-year fixed mortgage.
Wow. And so you've got a special going on right now, too, that you can offer $1,000 for closing costs or to buy down your rate. So
that's right.
If you're a caller, if you're going to listen to the show on a podcast, if you mention Red Hot Real Estate Show $1,000 special to Shelley when you call her, free money.
Right.
We are just giving it away.
Right. And plus, it's always nice just to see where you stand. Because as we're talking about today, where you can't Google this, there are a lot of things out there that you go, I thought I knew the answer, but your answer isn't the best answer right now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, you could have take that money for that scenario and buy down that rate, right, Shelley?
Exactly. You could have bought it down even further. Exactly.
Plus, I kind of feel like when we're talking about credit scores is that a lot of times you don't know what your true score is what we've learned. And so we've learned that from Shelley and our friends that are telling us, like, the rate that you can see, I'm sorry, the credit score that you see is calculated different than what we might get if we just get it from, like, our little apps and things like that.
You can't trust an app to do something that a professional
right.
can do.
It's always a good start, but that's the thing, is that you start a lot of these conversations, you're not quite sure.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we do want to remind all of our listeners that we post a lot of great information on the show page. And we've got some really great links. We've obviously got the Red Hot House of the Week posted up there. And we also can allow folks to shop for homes right on the link.
So all our window shoppers, this is for you.
Yes, exactly. So you can go there and go to viewgreaterminneapolishomes.com and sign up. You can shop for the whole metro area. You can message us for appointments to go see properties. Also, we have a link there about for you to be able to check out if your home has increased in value.
Very cool.
Nice. So you know, we're seeing right now that actually the pendulum is starting to swing a little mm-hmm. bit. Wouldn't you say so, Shelley?
I would. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So whereas it was a smoking hot seller's market, it's now just a tepid seller's market. And so we're starting to see some evening out of that.
Right. And the houses are staying on the market a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little bit longer on the market. We're not seeing as many high pressure multiple offer situations.
Where you're like sitting in your car writing the offer, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
So, I mean, That's all actually really good news in my mm-hmm. opinion, because it's a lot of pressure for really actually both sides, because the seller, when they're at that peak of the market, they're like, well, you know, I only expect to have 45 offers.
Right.
And if you can't do that, you know, that's something's wrong.
Yes.
And the same thing too with a buyer, you know, having to sit down and be competing with 5, 10, 20 offers.
Right.
That's not a lot of fun. So
and not having any time to really go, you know, to feel if you're speaking with your heart or your head.
Well, what we were,
you know, and that's hard too.
Exactly. And so what a lot of times you would see is like buyers would be under so much pressure to make the highest and best offer right. that they would maybe make ridiculously high offers, and then during the home inspection period freak out and back out of your offer. Right. Then the seller's been on the market for 2 weeks
right.
with, you know, having to right. go back in with all of those multiples. Maybe those people have already gone on and bought. Now you've got 2 weeks timing on the market. And, you know, so we're seeing some of that starting to level off, which I actually think is a good thing.
I agree. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's best for the buyers, you
right.
know, on our side.
And so, just exactly. to have balance, I feel like it's, you know, from one of the things we've learned from talking to both of you is that having some balance in the market isn't bad.
Exactly.
You know, because then everybody gets the best deal. Like, right. so both, you know, you really get to come up with a plan that works for everyone.
Yes. And so I had a conversation with a buyer yesterday, and it was about a multiple offer situation, and we have clauses that we can include in the purchase agreement that will address almost any and every scenario. So the conversation was, how high would you be willing to go on this house, and what happens after seeing the comps? You know that it looks like the house is priced pretty well right where it is, and so if you go over and above, what if the house doesn't appraise?
Oh, good question.
So do you have the cash, Mr. and Mrs. Buyer, to be able to make up the difference if the house doesn't appraise?
And that's something that everybody probably doesn't get talked to about originally.
Well, you make the determination. A lot of times I think buyers think, well, if it doesn't appraise, then the seller will just drop the price.
Right.
Maybe the seller will, and maybe the seller won't.
Right.
You can't guarantee that the seller is going to. What if the seller is in a hardship position themselves and they can't?
Right.
You know, what if they're, you know, need X amount of dollars out of the sale of the house to move to their next purchase?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you can't always assume that you're going to be able to negotiate that down.
Right.
So, you know, what happens, Mr. Buyer, if we can't come to terms and, you know, let's say we've got a $10,000 difference. You know, house is listed at 250. It appraised for 260.
Right.
But you went over and above to 270. So now we got a $10,000 difference. Who's going to make that up? What if the seller can't? Do you have that in reserve someplace? Could you pull it out of your 401k
mm-hmm.
if you had to? Or would you be willing to let it go?
Right.
You know, and
right.
you've already spent the money for A, the home inspection, and that's going to be easy, $400 mm-hmm. after it's all said and done, maybe six, right, maybe even gone. More.
Right.
And then you've spent the money for the appraisal.
Yep.
And the appraisal is easy, $450 or $500. So right. there you're into it for $1,000
Yeah.
already. So
what are you going to do?
What are you going to, what would you do?
Right. Go beg my parents for right. some money.
Well, what if your parents said, I don't like you that much?
Then I'd have to let the house go.
You've not been kind to me.
I'd have to let it go. Mm-hmm. Got to think.
Because you go back to negotiation.
Right. right?
That's
yeah.
what happens.
Yeah.
You do.
And I've mm-hmm. always been kind to my parents. Thank you very much.
There you go. Good thing. Good thing.
Yeah. All right, Shelley. So 2 months of bank statements. Is that really necessary?
It is not. Pardon okay. me. It is not necessary. But, you know, it. If you've got good banking history, that's a good thing to show an underwriter, too. So, again, that's another reason why to sit down with us and show us your documentation, because we don't know if it's good or not. We don't know how to advise you of what to provide or not until we see it. We kind of look at ourselves like we're your lawyer and the underwriter is your judge. So you show the lawyer everything, okay?
Yeah, right.
And the lawyer decides what you present to the judge, because we want to present you in the best light possible.
Perfect. Right. Right. Well, we are going to go ahead and take a break. We're going to get back and give you some more information on You Can't Google That here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. We'll be right back. Thank you again for joining us for the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Our host, Mimi Schoeneman, is here from RE/MAX Results. Also, Shelley Ferris from Sierra Pacific Mortgage. We appreciate you guys being here every week. And so we are talking about all those great resources that we have if you go to the Red Hot Real Estate Show page.
Yes. So you can go there and you can check out a lot of different information. For instance, you can download all of our new guides, mm-hmm. summer guides for selling and buying. And you can also, if you're facing big stuff, like if you're facing a divorce,
yes,
you can register there and we can connect you with divorce professionals that can help you. I want to let all of our listeners know that we are licensed realtors in Minnesota and Wisconsin, and we cover the entire metro area.
Right.
So, Shelley, you're also able to help folks in Minnesota and Wisconsin
That's
as well.
That's right. Yes, absolutely. There's really good programs in Wisconsin, too, so right. don't hesitate.
And yeah. you do talk about a lot of times, it's like if you just go a little bit over the border, you might find a little more house or a little more space, mm-hmm. and just keeping that in mind that it may only add 10 or 15 minutes on to your drive anyway, and you just don't think about that.
Yeah. So, Shelley, what kind of special you got for our listeners?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, we've got the call-in special,
yes.
or if you happen to have heard us during the week, $1,000 credit certificate for any callers to be used towards buying down your rate or to go towards your closing costs. You pick.
Which I think is fantastic, because you're right. You know, as we mentioned before, a lot of people don't know that they can buy down their
right.
rate.
Yeah.
And as much as we explain it and explain it, people still don't understand closing costs. So we might as well just give them a little help on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about another scenario that right. happened for you.
So I'm going to continue telling a little bit more about the credit score piece, and
okay.
then I'm going to jump over to the down payment question she had. So, you know, we talked about, I thought you had to have an 800 credit score to
yeah.
get a good interest rate. But you can get a good rate if your score is even in the mid-600s.
Okay.
Don't keep yourself from buying because you're afraid the rate isn't the lowest on the market. When you bought your car, you likely didn't get the 0.9% interest rate, even though that's the lowest on the market, right? But you bought the car anyway and you moved forward. That's what you need to do with home buying, too. It's about the payment. It's about the time that you're going to spend paying it and whether or not you enjoy the home and it's going to suit your needs.
Right.
That's why you buy a house, not because the rate is right.
Well, you know, there are so many variables, but a house is not, when you're shopping for it, it's a house. But when you move into it, it becomes a home.
Right. Amen. That's
and
right.
You're never going to be able to have that kind of warmth and scenario in an apartment.
Right.
At least I never was able to find where I felt completely at peace and could do what I wanted to do. It's just a different feeling of settled.
Right.
And, you know, it's very important, I think, for everybody that does that they have that full experience.
I agree 100%. You know, and people keep themselves out of the market all the time because, oh, I thought you had to have 20% down payment in order to buy a house. There was a morning show segment on mm-hmm. one of the morning shows here, and she's a shark now, if you ever watch that show.
Yes.
She would give real estate advice. She'd come on and give real estate segments all the time, and she would consistently say you had to have 20% down payment, and I would yell at the TV, no, you don't, because you just don't. You can buy a house still with zero down payment. If you're a veteran, they're all zero down.
Right.
but you don't have to be a veteran even to buy a zero down payment home. And if you're any kind of a down payment assistance need, if you have $1,000, that's all the money that you need to be able to buy the house. The rest of it can all be in assistance money. Do not keep yourself on the sidelines because you think you have to save up $40,000. That's insane.
That just seems so daunting, right? To sit there and go, I'm not even going to ask the question because I don't think I'm ever going to have that kind of, you know, savings account set up. Because that's a hard choice.
You know, I tell you, when you're working with veterans, for instance, you know, sometimes they when they put the zero down, that also means zero for earnest money most of the time. And it is the most rewarding experience when you get a veteran into a property with no money coming out of their of their pocket.
Right, I know.
It's very rewarding. But also, like, for folks that may have had trouble in their past and they're trying to move on from a scenario, and there is the down payment assistance, and I'd like for you to talk about some of the different programs, Shelley.
Right, and there's lots of them, and they're not... Listen to me carefully. They are not just for first-time home buyers.
Okay.
These are for move-up buyers, too, where you can get down payment assistance. Maybe the house that you're selling, you're finally out of underwater, and you're finally able to sell it for just a teeny tiny profit or even. You can get down payment assistance then to get into your next house, so you're not stuck.
Okay? Right.
It's not, that doesn't happen. It's not necessary to let that happen to you.
I think it's also good for people to know, it's like maybe you've just outgrown that house, right? And you're going, well, no, we can't do anything else because you just, you know, we're doing well. We're okay. We're taking care of our payments. Everything's all right, but we just need more house.
Right.
And how do we get ahead to be able to do that if you talk about the things we did earlier?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not necessary. You do not have to keep yourself in that teeny tiny house for your large growing family. You don't have to try to get Timmy to stay overnight at the neighbors every weekend because you just can't have one more kid in the house. Come on.
Make new friends, Timmy. Really? Make new friends.
Yes. Sleepovers every night. Yeah. So, okay. Well, in all seriousness, you're not necessarily supposed to buy your forever house on your first time.
Yes.
I know that you go into it. Let's just say that you're in an 800 square foot apartment. That feels like a really good size apartment. And you're like, but that house is $1,250. That's like exponentially greater than what I have. And I don't even have furniture for that. So what am I supposed to do?
Right.
And then I tell folks, I'm like, you'd be surprised when you move into a house, how your life changes. You know, maybe you're going to acquire maybe you're going to do fostering for animals.
Right.
And where are you going to put them?
Right.
Maybe you're going to buy a bike and you never had a place to put your bike in your apartment.
Right.
Where are you going to park your car? Now you have a garage so you can put stuff in there.
Right.
So there's lots of things that will happen. And what if you meet a significant other?
Right.
Where are you going to put their stuff if you buy a too small house?
Okay. Right.
So it's kind of like
a bigger kitchen.
No, I like that you are making your decisions based on hope.
Yes. That's what And I think that a lot of folks they're looking for that perfect house because they don't know how to save money.
Right.
Right. But it's fun to look.
It's fun to
look at houses, but you know, you're not ready.
But you're overlooking the houses that have maybe been on the market a little while because they're not quote unquote perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Maybe you can do that and then start saving up money to do the spritzes in the kitchen and in the bathroom and make all the decor.
Or maybe you get a loan where you fix up the things that you hate.
Fair enough.
Maybe you hate the red countertops and you can't stand that it's got vinyl flooring in the kitchen. Well, then do a renovation loan. Roll those renovations into the loan amount and then close on the one loan. We do this stuff all the time. Tell us your pain. We're happy to help you through the pain.
Definitely.
And now we've come to a full circle. Sedation, mortgage, lending. You heard it here first.
Take the pain away.
Yes. I would like you to talk in detail, Shelley, about the renovation loan product.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, in detail. So, if you buy, let's say you buy a house, you find a house that's been on the market. Maybe it's been on the market for 30 days. Wow, what a dog. It's been out there for 30 days or 2 months. Sometimes they're out there for 2 months. And it's $130,000. Well, why wouldn't anybody want to buy it? Let's go look at that house. So you go look at the house and you walk in and you find out why nobody wants to buy it. It's because it has really ugly paint and really horrible cracked flooring. And who would ever want to live here?
It's going to be a ton of work is what you feel like.
You need need to look at the bones. Let's look at the bones of the house. Let's look at the structure. Let's look at the location. These are things that really can't be changed, but the ugly can be changed. So let's say you want new countertops and you want new flooring in the kitchen and you want a painter to come in and paint all that, and you find bids and all of that together costs $12,000.
Okay.
You buy the house for $130,000. I do the loan for $142,000. You roll the $12,000 worth of work into the loan. You put your down payment from the $142,000.
Okay.
So if it's 3% down payment loan, it's 1400 times three. Quickly doing math in my head. Oh, what is that? 48?
Five. $5,000.
Okay, let's say a little under $5,000. That's it. The rest of it can be closing costs can be rolled in. Everything can be rolled in. And now you have the house that you want, where you want to live, how it needs to look with the bones that it needs to be. And you didn't have to fight with 20 other couples for a $142,000 house. You found it.
And feeling as though you got to make this place your own, that has to be amazing.
And you picked it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you picked all the stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody loves to do that, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's so the fun part.
Get your decorator out and like, okay, so we got money to spend. It's going into the renovation loan. How does that work with the interest rate?
Okay, so the interest rate on renovation loans is a little bit higher than regular loans. So you heard me say earlier today about 3.75 on a refinance. On a renovation loan, you're going to be about 4, 4 1/8. So it's not ridiculously out
of
market.
We're still doing really well compared to what rates used to be.
And why is it a little bit higher? Risk. So there's always risk when you're doing rehab to a loan. So I tell people that all the time. Risk is rate. So it's always going to be rate sensitive whenever there's anything that's risky. If you've had a bankruptcy 2 years ago, a little bit of risk, right? So it's a little bit risky to lend to you. So that's why the interest rate is a little bit different.
Fair enough.
Risk equals rate. So in a renovation loan, what if you got halfway through your renovation and you weren't able to finish it and you lost your job and couldn't make your payments and now the bank gets the house back partially renovated? That's a rough thing to sell. So that's the risk to the lender. That's why they make the rate a little bit of an adjustment, but not much of an adjustment.
So can they take that special that you're offering right now, the $1,000 credit, and buy down that rate if they need to do a renovation loan?
Mimi, the smartest woman in real estate, yes. 100% yes, they can do that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Shelley, tell everybody your phone number and how they get a hold of you.
Excellent. So my cell is 612-839-6918. Text me or call me there.
And you can always reach us at mnredhotrealestate.com, 651-578.